May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I have recently become a big fan of audiobooks. This, coupled with my recent acquisition of wireless headphones, has transformed my journey to the cathedral each morning and my time as I travel around London from one appointment to the other. I'm pleased that I can read as I walk, as my busyness has meant that I don't get the chance to sit down with a novel as often as I'd like. And yet, despite the pleasure and convenience of these audiobooks, I have a sneaking suspicion that I'm missing out on something, or shielding myself from the sounds and opportunities surrounding me as I walk or bus around town. I notice that, wearing headphones, I am often in the majority. It appears we're surrounded by people who are ostensibly listening to something all the time, each of us in our own little world. But in terms of engaging with each other, of increasing our understanding and wisdom through engagement, we are perhaps poorer than we've ever been. If this is so for how we engage or don't engage with one another, I suspect it's even more the case in terms of how we relate to God. For those of us who try to set aside regular time in prayer and contemplation, it's very easy to turn this time into a monologue of complaints or requests, to fill our allocated slot with chatter and distraction. How much time, I wonder, do we actually spend listening to what God might have to say to us? The reading we heard earlier from the book of Revelation is one of the letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor, and there's a different message for each of the churches. Towards the end of each letter is the striking phrase, "Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches." One of the recipients of the letter in today's passage, the church in Sardis, must have felt so exposed upon reading it. "You have a name for being alive, but you are dead," they are told. All their efforts to appear holy and successful are as nothing in the face of God, who sees the innermost secrets of our hearts. Sardis, as a place, had been known for its rich splendor, famous for its textile and jewelry industries, and its military defenses too, being built on a mountain surrounded by cliffs. But despite the pride of the people there, their grandeur was now faded, and their military arrogance had meant that Sardis had actually been invaded and conquered several times. This false pride seems to have spread to the Christian community too. They have a reputation for being alive or active, busy, seemingly occupied with the externals of religious activity. But God sees the truth. He knows that they are more dead than alive. And this makes me wonder about the ways in which our current church, too, seeks to appear alive, busy, showing ourselves outwardly as good Christians. Yet sometimes, perhaps, it feels as though we are preoccupied more with management than ministry, or growing numbers rather than growing disciples, or being involved in projects more than deepening the spiritual and theological life of our members. Might we be in danger, like the church in Sardis, of presenting a nominal, inoffensive Christianity at the expense of allowing the living God to transform our hearts and lives? It is tempting to care more about outward appearances than inner integrity, of what other people think of us rather than what God knows of us, especially if we're not in the habit of listening regularly and carefully to what God might be saying to us and asking of us. Perhaps we tell ourselves we don't have time to listen, but I wonder if, really, we are afraid of what we might hear. In this listening, our role model, as ever, is Jesus. The Gospels are full of stories of Jesus listening to those who cried out for healing, acceptance, understanding, and he responds in love. When we speak, God listens, and he responds by blessing, as he promises in the passage written to the church in Philadelphia, filled with those who try their best to be faithful rather than simply seeking to impress. What can we do to listen better and listen more, both collectively as a church community and as individuals? What might God be saying to his people, to each of us here today? So let us pray to God, who is always more ready to listen than we are to pray, saying, Lord, hear us.